This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at the score. And not just kidding.
Afternoons on the score.
Time for some action. I think we want to be an attacking, aggressive style of defense. I think we want to take the fight to the offense and not let the offense dictate the tempo to us. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to challenge everything. We're going to play the game the right way. We're going to play it tough, physical, brand of football. And I think the brand of football that you come to expect at the Chicago Bears.
That's Dennis Allen, the new Bears defensive coordinator. The Bears are out here making moves. Offensive line, they're doing it. Drew Dahlman is now a Bear. They brought in Joe Tooney last week, Jones Jackson last week, and now they have added on the defensive line, too. Grady Jarrett is now a Bear. This is wild that they are out here doing this way.
Grady Jarrett is a Bear, and Dio Odengbo, the 25-year-old defensive end who can also play inside, is now a Bear from Indianapolis as well.
So I always introduce this guy as a top five on the Bears' sack list, but he always will correct me and go, no. Make sure you say that I'm fourth, because I don't want people thinking that I'm fifth. He is fantastic on the Full Go podcast with Jason Goff. He is our guy, Alex Brown, and he joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. What's up, AB?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
We are doing really well. This seems like a time for, if you're a Bears enthusiast, it seems like a time to celebrate. They have made a lot of moves. What have you thought about it?
I think they're addressing, if you're a Bears fan, you know what this offseason was going to be. And they're addressing the needs. They're addressing the needs on the defensive line, on the offensive line. They're addressing the needs of up front. You look at what Detroit had going on. I hear people talking about Drew Brees a lot in that offensive line he had, where he could step up into the pocket, creating those two guards and that center, making sure you have that clean pocket to step up into away from those edge rushers, which we do have a few edge rushers in the NFC North. So you got to be able to step up into the pocket, and I think they've done a good job of addressing that. Now the guys just got to play together. Fortunately, we're talking about veterans here that should mesh well about a weekend, and they should be pretty good and ready to go. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do now, because I think it gives them a lot of flexibility in the draft on how they want to approach that.
These are veterans who know what they're doing, and they show up. I mean, Odengbo from Indy has played in 51 games. He's played in all 51 games down there. Yep. So it's like, I mean, it's game on to have veterans that can step in and do it. What do you think about Grady Jarrett? What have you thought about that dude? That's a 31-year-old man, former fifth-round pick, who's been in Atlanta forever, a stalwart in the middle of the defensive line, and we'll have to learn more about him. So tell us what you think about him, and think about them adding somebody instead of, like, hoping Jervon Dexter just makes the next, you know, makes the next step.
I think I think you still can hope that Dexter Senior can continue to move forward and be that guy in the middle. But you also bring in a veteran that can actually teach him and help him along. A guy that is built for a gap style defense. Like, he's shooting a gap, he's getting upfield. When he's healthy, he is a monster, and he's a problem for any offense to have to deal with. So having that problem in the middle, now it helps our edge rushers. So it helps out Sweat. It helps the opposite end. It helps on blitzing where the quarterback can't step up into the pocket. So you want those guys in the middle. I mean, we had Tommy Harris, Tank Johnson, Ian Scott. Yeah, those guys that can get up the field in a hurry. And that's what you get, I think, in a 10-year veteran like Grady Jarrett. So I'm glad we made the move. I'm glad he's coming to Chicago. I think he's going to be a huge help. Not just his productivity, but helping some of the young guys, and especially Dexter on that defensive line.
I got to ask you about Dexter, because I've been playing fantasy football with the Bears defensive line, AB. and I'm wondering, does it make any sense at all to ask Dexter to maybe move outside a little bit?
To defensive end?
No. Okay,
no.
I just wanted to play around with it, because I know that he's athletic, and it's a little bit of a different thing that he was doing as a five instead of a three technique, what they're asking him to do here.
Well, I wasn't laughing at your idea. I was laughing at the defensive end himself. I was laughing at his tone.
It's just solid defense. So I'll say this. Depending on what the DC runs, what Allen runs, it depends on what he does. So when I was down in New Orleans and they had Will Smith playing right end and I was playing left end, well, left end isn't the traditional left end that I always played. I was playing inside eye of the tackle. Now, if they're going to put him there, then I think he can play that. But if we're talking about him being outside of the tackle, I don't want him there. I don't think you get the most out of his talent having him outside of the tackle. If you're going to play him in an inside eye of the tackle where he's sometimes he'll get double team, or he almost forced a double team or forced that tackle to kind of hold off from just jumping outside to whoever you got blitzing on the outside, and he's rushing on the guard, kind of like a wide three technique almost, if that's where he's going to play, then sure. But I'm not sure what Allen's going to do yet, so I'm anxious to see. I think he is a very talented player. I think when you're talking about talented players, you get the most out of players depending on where you put them. When Urlacher was at Sam linebacker, he still was a talented player, but you weren't getting anything out of him.
Now
you put him at middle linebacker, and okay, now he's 54.
That's a great answer from Alex Brown, and let's follow up on it, because we've been living with the Matt Eberflus defense, which has basically been a next evolution of the Lovie Smith defense, the Rod Marinelli, like the cover two. And we've been thinking about, all right, well, that means four dudes on the line, and those edges like better be ready to attack on the edge. But Dennis Allen runs a 4-3, but not all 4-3s are the same, and you know better than us, and you just gave a little window to it, but tell us some more about the defensive line usage in a Dennis Allen defense, like this version of it, because Odengbo might move around, Dexter will move around, but that doesn't mean they'll play on the edge. Like, all right, now go be Julius Peppers on the edge. Like, that's not what we're talking about, really.
No, for sure. I think what Coach Allen's defense is going to require is flexibility from players. So having players that can play multiple positions, I think, is what they'll be looking for to fit in these defenses. So they don't have to. So offensive coordinators don't know what they're doing when they get a certain package out there or a certain guy runs on the field. They don't know. So if you can intertwine guys and have guys play different positions, then I think that defense works the best that way. If he's able to do that, if he's still running the same thing that I remember from being down in New Orleans. So what it's going to require, what you think about in a 4-3 defense There is so much more to think about in Dennis Allen's defense. Like, if it's 2x2 or if it's 3x1, three receivers on one side, one receiver on the other side, you have a totally different job, and you have to know that. So the defensive line in a 4-3, I didn't care what the receivers were doing unless I was in a zone blitz. But in this particular defense, you will have to know where the running back's lining up, where the fullback is, or where the tight end is lining up, because it changes what you're going to do. So it's a lot more to think about. But if the guys can get it, it really puts the offense in a bind, because you hear the checks that the offense is making, and before the ball is snapped, you already know, well, if he makes this check and they fan everything right, well, our safety is going to hit him in the back of the head if he don't get rid of the ball right now. Everybody knows that. So in that defense, you already know the big plays that's going to be made prior to the ball being snapped or the opportunity to make a big play. So you will know that.
What did you think of Dennis? I know he was, I believe he was the DB's coach when you were down there on the D-line.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did you see some wisdom on him, and like you think he's good at this? He seems to be creative and good at this.
Hell no, he ain't good. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Yeah, no, he is. He is good, and he will be creative. He will be creative. He had a lot of pieces in that secondary that he can kind of work with. Malcolm Jenkins being one. Malcolm would come down and in some defenses, Malcolm would come down and play the middle linebacker, and in that particular defense, I mean, he's just like, what? And Vilma would go off, or he'd come down and play the two linebackers with Vilma on there, and it's like, wait a minute. But he was so versatile, he could do it. And running man coverage means man coverage. I don't care if the receiver runs clean across the field, there is no help, and you stay with him. So when they say zero blitz, that is an actual zero blitz. You have zero help. So it's a tough thing. It's not an easy defense to run, but it's exciting. It gives the players an opportunity to make some big plays, and if they buy into it quick, we'll see it right away, because it's fun. It's a fun type of defense. It's not necessarily predicated on just being more talented than the offense. A 4-3, a traditional 4-3 cover 2, your front four has to be more talented than them. That's why you got a guy like Lovie Smith. He trades Marty Booker to bring in Adewale Ogunleye. He uses his first two picks to get two D tackles that can run sub 4-7. Like these guys, you have to have those guys in a 4-3. In this particular defense, if you have those guys, great. But you have to have guys that can think on the run, that can move, and just they'll play together, but it's not predicated necessarily on just being more talented.
Wale is fifth on the Bears' all-time sack list. Alex Brown is fourth. You have to be very clear about that. He is
Absolutely.
Top four.
You know who Wale is tied with? You know who's tied for fifth right there?
Urlacher?
No, right. Urlacher's a half sack behind. It's former de facto Bears president, Trace Armstrong. It's right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
See, there you go.
I beat both of them. Okay, great.
Yes.
I beat all of them.
Yes,
okay.
You beat all of them.
The people ahead of me are who? What guys are ahead of me?
Dan Hampton, he was pretty good. Steve McMichael, he was pretty good.
He's in the Hall of Fame, too.
And Richard Dent. So three Hall of Famers ahead of you. That's
so
it,
all
AB.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Okay, all Hall of Famers.
All three of those guys, and then it's you, and then it's everyone else.
Uh-huh. Correct. So there's a buffer between me and the rest of those guys. I'm connected with the Hall of Famers up there, and then there's a little buffer, and then there's the other guys.
I would say your sack numbers are closer to the other guys than to the Hall of Famers, but
we don't have to do that.
We can stay with that lie, and it's totally fine.
In terms of the list itself, you are closer to the Hall of Famers.
But I can tell you this much from sitting next to the man for a few years. Yeah. He's real happy that Khalil Mack got out of town, because Khalil Mack.
He was coming.
He was on his way.
I've heard that. I've heard that before. I heard Mark Anderson was on his way too, you know. But hey, that's fine. You know?
Okay.
Hey, when I heard that Khalil Mack, like, he may be available in the Bears, I'm like, damn it, are they gonna get him back?
He's only 7.5 behind
but he
is staying with the Chargers. So you don't have to worry about that. As a defensive lineman, love to know what you think of the guys at the Bears signed on the offensive line. Drew Dalman, Joe Tooney, like Jones Jackson. Like, this looked like they really want to get stronger guard to guard.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they need. You have to have a clean pocket. I mean, from the defensive side, when you're thinking about it, you want to disrupt that pocket. You want to get the quarterback off his spot. That's your goal, not allow him to throw the ball on time. When you protect him and you have that center, you have those two guards. I mean, think about it. When our offensive line, the last time in my mind that we had a really good offensive line, you had Roberto Garza, Olin Cruz, and Reuben Brown. Those are your center and two guards. Damn good, you know? And then you go out and you find John Tate, then you get Fred Miller. But, like, you have to be strong up front because that's where the quarterback has to step up. If he can't step up, that's a defensive end or a speed rusher or edge rusher. That's an edge rusher's dream for the quarterback not to be able to step up. It's amazing. So you just hit him in the back of the head or hit him in the face. So, I mean, either way, you're going to get the sack. So it was good.
Is it surprising to see them be this active? Because the Tooney move is the one that threw me off, AB. Like, it's the one where I was like, oh, my. Like, that's a real guy who has worked with Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes and has been a great player for a long time. And seeing the Bears be that active and taking advantage of other teams in almost every one of these scenarios so far, they've taken advantage of the fact that they have the cap space and other teams don't.
Yeah, and they're paying attention, and they're paying attention. They're doing their homework long before today when we find out. Oh man, we got Grady Jarrett. Well, they've been looking at Grady Jarrett for a minute now, you know. So you know they're doing their homework and seeing who may be available, and if this player is available, where do they fall on our board, or where do they fall where we as far as our need on this football team. So I like what they're doing. I think there's still some work to be done. There's still some things to that I'm really interested in seeing how they approach the draft now. Now that you've shored up some holes, presumably, like you've shored up a few things that you went into the offseason and you're like, dang, we got to fix this. Well, now you've done that. And now we got a little breathing room to make a move here and there, and I'm interested to see what they do. Will you take that pass rusher if he's there? Will you take Campbell if he falls to you, or another offensive tackle? I mean, do you want to just solidify the offensive line and have a young left tackle in there that can learn from these three veterans? Do you want to do that now, or if that pass rusher, I don't think Abdul is going to fall there.
No,
that's Pierce the guy there, I want.
If Pierce is there. Well, I mean, we all would love to have Abdul Carter on the team. Yeah, but there's no way he's falling there. And are we going to trade everything to get up there to get him?
I was hoping that foot injury was just bad enough, but not too bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yep. Oh, yeah. No, I understand that.
Hey, even SEC defensive players of the year end up slipping in the draft sometimes, right? And they end
that
up.
That is true.
And then
that
they
is true, but then, the SEC defensive players of the year, they slip when they run 4.7, not when they run 4.48.
Should have taken the sandwich out of your pocket.
AB, as always, man, thanks for picking up the phone. We appreciate you.
Always, my man. No problem.
So, look, Alex Brown just addressed the draft. Let's throw open the phone lines and talk to the people here, Lawrence.
Yeah, let's have a little fun. Let's talk. This is a good day to be a Bears fan.
And as a backdrop, what does this do to the draft where you are now? They've signed a defensive end who can also play inside in Odengbo. They've signed a D-tackle in Jarrett. They've signed now a center to add to the guards that they traded for. What is off the table at number 10, if anything, for you? And I also like thinking about the three picks in the top 41 as a collective. Like, we've been saying two linemen out of those three picks.
You ready to give up on that?
Let's discuss.
All right.
Let's discuss.
Let's take your phone calls, too, and we could talk a little bit about Keenan Allen as well.
Yeah, Keenan Allen's gone. He went to the Chargers.
That's what I thought.
I'm cool with it. Good for him.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, go enjoy. I think that third wide receiver, Ben Johnson doesn't play three wide outs as much as Shane Waldron and the Bears did. Not even close.
And while I do think Keenan Allen is one of the premier route runners still in this league, I think that they might be looking for something a little different and maybe less expensive for that third wideout, whoever that wideout is going to be for the Bears.
It better be somebody who blocks like a badass, too.
Well, that is something that Keenan Allen did do. So they do have to replace that, but they now have an opportunity for it, and it shows some faith in Rome Odunze, too. Here's your opportunity, kids. Step on up. 312-644-6767 is the number. What a day for your Chicago Bears. We want to hear from you about it. You can hit us up, too, via text with the same number. And if you're inside the mob, hello, a lot of people on the stream today. We appreciate you. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. We're talking Bears. Back after this on The Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.